Lawmakers approved the changes nearly 2 years after the initial law was passed and weeks before its provisions take effect. While the cash bail system is still going away, supporters say the new bill offers some clarity. State Representative Justin Slaughter sponsored it in the House.
There certainly will not be any sort of purge-like event. In fact, quite the opposite.
Detractors call the Safety Act the Purge Law, likening it to the horror film The Purge because they claimed thousands of violent criminals would be automatically released on January 1st. Slaughter says lawmakers added language so that people being held on bond before January 1st will get a new pretrial hearing within 7 days if they're accused of low-level offenses. That increases to 2 to 3 months for people considered flight risks or dangers to the public. But the accused have to request that hearing.
If you're under the old system, you actually stay under the old system, but you have the option, right, to bring these cases back before the court.
The bill also says trespassers can be removed from private property. Slaughter says officers can arrest a trespasser if they're deemed a threat to themselves or others, or if they've been cited and don't comply. It changes what happens pre-trial with people arrested for burglary. Sarah Stout of the Illinois Network for Pretrial Justice told lawmakers that burglary is a broad category.
For example, doing nonviolently breaking into a car in Illinois is a burglary. Everything from that all the way up to the kinds of situations that you described. And that's why there's a parsing out of which burglaries are considered forcible felonies if there's an effort to detain them for safety reasons.
So while police can still arrest somebody if they're committing a non-forcible burglary, like rummaging through unlocked cars, it'll be up to the judge to decide whether they pose a threat to the community or whether they're a flight risk. The bill also now says prosecutors have to provide specific evidence about why a person is dangerous and should be detained, and judges can issue arrest warrants for people who don't show up to court. The measure got no Republican support. My colleague Mawa Iqbal explains why.
Republicans have argued against the Safety Act since it was passed last January, and House Minority Leader Jim Durkin said the changes brought forth still aren't enough. Durkin's frustration was palpable during the House floor debate yesterday evening as he tried asking for specifics.
You haven't answered my question. This is not about what the state's attorneys, four of them in the state of Illinois, think about. This is about the men and women in this chamber who want answers on a very serious issue that you're asking our and everybody else's support for.
Republican State Senator Jason Barrickman was also looking for specifics. He grilled the bill sponsors and witnesses about detainable offenses.
I'm trying to understand, again, breaking this down to what this means in communities that prosecutors want burglary included in these offenses, and it's not.
Barrickman said he believes concerns from state attorneys were largely ignored, which the Senate sponsor of the bill, Democrat Robert Peters, disputed.
That's what I think what makes this bill impressive, is the fact that even though there are differences of opinion, the state's attorneys came here and are neutral. The coalition is neutral. The sheriffs are neutral.
Republicans have complained they were left out of the bill drafting process. But Democratic Representative Jahan Gordon Booth disagreed. She said that sponsors of the bill brought many stakeholders to the table.
And see, that's the thing about this body. If you actually talk to people and work together in a collaborative manner, in a bipartisan manner, you can get to a result.
Gordon Booth, who was a lead negotiator, shed a few tears and took group pictures as the House passed the measure. It is now headed to the governor for his signature. I'm Mawa Iqbal.